Episode 10, Issue Responses 1327 through 1499. Response 1327. The priest not showing his love, honor, and respect to the Eucharist. Response 1328. Poor preaching and adult faith formation educating Catholics about the real presence and for that matter the beauty and richness of the Church. Not creating a community in the parish with events that actually gather parishes so we can grow as Catholics together like in the Bible. Not teaching what Jesus commands in the Bible is required and not suggestion like service of the poor, giving alms and tithing beyond the 10% the Pharisees were commanded to give, no divorce. We have treated the Bible as a suggestion, so that is why we think the Eucharist is a suggestion. Catholic priests need to teach that it is not encouraged that we believe in the Eucharist. It is not encouraged that we donate a lot of our money to the poor. It is not encouraged that we live simply and separated from the material of this world. It's not encouraged that we believe the death penalty and nuclear weapons are bad. It is a command from God that we love our neighbor as ourselves and we love the Lord. Meaning that your Christian is real. Give as much money to the poor as you spend on yourself. Stop killing anybody with weapons of destruction, leave that to God. Stop consuming materialistic items like Protestants. Response 1329. Proper education in RCIA and confirmation classes is a major problem. Response 1330. Any and all suppression of the traditional Latin Mass. It's not just that the TLM is in Latin. Major differences exist when comparing the old and new missals side by side, even Eucharistic prayer one has tweak. It's all the eliminated and watered down prayers removed in the Novus Ordo, such as the prayers at the foot of the altar, the offertory, the ablutions, etc. So many actions are during the TLM, suppressed in the Novus Ordo, by the priest and servers, not turning back on Christ from the consecration to closing of the tabernacle / repose, are solely done because of the real presence. Laity handing the sacred vessels, purification of the sacred vessels at the credence table, no corporal, etc. Look at Corpus Christi for the Mass readings. On face, it looks like the 1 Cor 11, year C, reading is the same, but the Novus Ordo has a key verse removed, cf 27. Response 1331. Forbidding the Latin Mass, not correcting inappropriate attire at Mass. Response 1332. The allowance of a modest or casual dress in the true presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Response 1333. I also heard that even a large portion of priests do not believe in the true presence. Faith travels downhill, according to God's order. If the priests are not being catechized and taught properly in seminary, how are we to expect the laity to receive the grace to believe in the miracle? Also, the intention behind the priest offering Mass must be taken into consideration when we wonder if the Eucharist is even valid if the father offering it doesn't believe. Response 1334. We have fallen into the assumption that the cradle Catholic doesn't need to do too much. And instead, they don't dig in and build a relationship with Jesus, to even be open to knowing and understanding that it is Him in the Eucharist. We have lost the sense of seeking and just wander through life wishing for conversion and relationship with God, but don't teach how and why things are so beautiful in the Catholic faith. Response 1335. Disrespect of the laity, servers, Eucharistic ministers, cantors, who don't acknowledge Jesus is present in the tabernacle, no genuflection while crossing in front or working around. Use of Eucharistic ministers when there are priests available. Immodest clothing and tennis shoes / sandals in Eucharistic ministers and servers. Response 1336. The Church seems complacent in evangelization. If this is truly the body of the Lord and necessary for the salvation of all, why aren't y'all trying harder to tell everyone, not just Catholics, how vitally important it is and get them to receive it? I often feel like the attitude is, yeah, well, it's important for Catholics, but if you're not Catholic, it's fine and you don't need it really. Response 1337. Traditional formation, especially after First Holy Communion and Confirmation. Response 1338. Less reverence overall in Mass through the current attack on the traditional Latin Mass. For those who want to worship in what is a more reverent and ritualistic Mass, they should have that option without having to look at SSPX and other groups that put people in jeopardy of not following the Church and the Pope. The current Mass does not show enough reverence to the Eucharist with receiving in the hand and standing, as well as the overall lack of reverence. The other major issue is the lack of fathers being the spiritual leaders of the house. The Catholic Church needs to work to engage men and especially fathers and get them included in men's communities, activities, and formation so they understand how vital their role is. Too many families have the woman leading them in faith, and that is a major reason for the decline of our faith and the real presence. If the father doesn't lead the family and show he believes in the real presence, there is a good chance the kids will follow suit and our next generation will be worse off and it will continue to decline. Response 1339. The novice ordo is awful, heretical, demonic, and cries out to heaven for justice. Ban the NO and bring back the traditional Latin Mass. Please. The salvation of our souls depends on it. Response 1340. Lack of preaching on the Eucharist and the need for sacramental confession. We have a large parish and confession is offered for 45 minutes each week. What message does that send? Response 1341. The behavior of those who claim to be faithful Catholics. If we believe what we claim, then receiving Christ in the Eucharist should change the way we live and how we relate to other people. We can go through all the motions and recite all the theology, but if we ignore the sufferings of the people in our own families, in our own neighborhoods and in our larger communities, all of the trappings of Catholicism mean nothing. People should notice a marked difference in our behavior after we receive Christ in the Eucharist. We should be more patient, kind, accepting of the failings of others, willing to show unconditional love and bringing others to faith by loving like Christ. If receiving doesn't change us, our claims that the Eucharist is Jesus lose any and all credibility. Response 1342. Reverence as a community promotes increased individual reverence. While all these can be connected to lack of reverence in a community, the more reverent community is encouraged by priests and contagious among lay people. Response 1343. Proper attire for a Mass. Education on genuflecting and proper disposition/behavior for a Mass. Lack of use of bells during the consecration. Response 1344. Lack of proper education/catechesis in schools and from the priest. Response 1345. Blending of ministry of laity with priestly ministry of the ordained. Response 1346. Lack of teaching kids to have a personal relationship with Jesus in religious education classes. What's needed for belief in the real presence is authentic witness from both the clergy and the lay people. As kids learn early on from RE that their faith is just more boring school. Response 1347. The ringing of the bells during elevation is not present anymore. The priest not bowing at the least or genuflecting when passing in front of tabernacle. During confession getting cut off and given absolution with no penance. Clapping and holding hands and taking priestly positions of elevating hands. Response 1348. Poor catechesis on the faith in general. Emphasis on social justice over salvation. Response 1349. In Erie, Pennsylvania, the bishop put all the homosexual priests in Erie and sent all the holy priests 2 or 3 hours from Erie. These priests' public display of showing each other their affection is so discouraging. If they celebrate Mass, how can they be this far off? Response 1350. Encouraging and why not, even mandating the laity to dress modestly for Mass. Also encouraging women to wear veils. Response 1351. Ecumenicalism towards those, Christians, who do not believe in the real presence. Response 1352. Catholic Church's stance on divorce. Response 1353. Denying the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist and confession and anointing of the sick during COVID, catastrophic decision, shameful. Response 1354. Failure to genuflect getting into pew. Response 1355. Chastising laity for reverence and devotions. Response 1356. Priests who fear parishioners will complain and go elsewhere if priest wants to make changes, i.e. ad orientem, not putting a stop to talk and laughter in the church, and many other irreverent behaviors. Response 1357. Removal of the communion rails. Response 1358. Talking before, during and after, loss of the sense of being a creature and truly owing God everything, and thereby a disposition of ingratitude. This is rarely preached from pulpits. The infinite wisdom and love of God saw fit that the necessary remedy for sin was the blessed Eucharist, receiving God Himself. The magnitude of this solution reveals the magnitude of the problem. Lastly, the emasculation and feminization of everything. Loss of the concept of spiritual warfare. Recognition of the virtues of zeal, courage, valor, and even righteous anger, rightly ordered. Response 1360. The option of the sacristan in preparation of the Mass. My parish gives respect to the holy vessels by using the veil and burse. Otherwise the vessels look naked and just put together. In other dioceses am not given the opportunity to give reverence to my Savior because the EMHC/priest does not afford the laity to receive Jesus kneeling and on the tongue. Response 1361. Homilies need to continuously stress Catholic teaching. Our Pope and bishops need to speak truth, especially in regard to public scandals that mislead the laity. Response 1362. The overreach of women allowed in the sanctuary. Response 1363. The novice ordo missi is inadequate and borders on invalidity. Response 1364. The banning and or negative attitude towards all the traditional rite of the sacraments. Response 1365. Closing the churches throughout the COVID pandemic reinforced the false notion that receiving our Lord in the Eucharist was really not that important, surely not necessary. Response 1366. Education on an ongoing basis. Hear it in second grade for First Holy Communion and not reinforced much after that. Response 1367. Lack of an example of genuine Eucharistic devotion and love from their parents. Response 1368. Lack of promotion of perpetual adoration, lack of 40-hour celebrations, sermons on the real presence. Response 1369. Parishes need to expose youth to more opportunities to receive sacraments and be in adoration, such as at youth events and during classes. Develop a relationship with Christ, being comfortable with confession. And love of adoration earlier. Good role model leaders. A very great need for well-formed, trained religion teachers. Not just volunteers with books. Response 1370. Clergy letting us know what is right and wrong, especially in marriages such as birth control and what's allowed in marital acts between husband and wife. Response 1371. Having educational opportunities. Response 1372. Confusion sowed from St. Peter's chair and the lack of availability of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 1373. Yes, just educating the laity how we physically honor the presence and words of God. When to kneel, when to bow, etc. How to dress appropriately in His presence. How casually any person from ministry, even in the choir or from the pews, can give communion, who were asked last minute after consecration of the Eucharist. And how the personnel can also offer a blessing and laying their hands for those not receiving the Eucharist. I have been to a traditional Mass, and compared to the novice O, the TA is so reverent and the feel takes you to feel the presence of God in the Eucharist without distractions. Response 1374. The lack of the traditional Latin Mass, there should be no Eucharistic ministers of Holy Communion. Response 1375. There is no community whatsoever in the Church for young Catholics who aren't rad-trads. There is a concerning movement of overly zealous Catholics that frankly give us all a bad name. Veiling is off-putting and distracting from the purpose of being at church. Female altar servers have nothing to do with the lack of engagement from clergy in ministering to the faithful. These questions frankly reveal how out of touch the church truly is in what is going on. My priest doesn't even know my name, and I've been going to that same church for over 3 years. Those are the issues. Not saying the Mass in Latin or whatever. Response 1376. The increase in casual dress by the laity for Mass, and the clergy not offering gentle requests for modest attire. Response 1377. Not praying the rosary. Lack of proper catechesis. Response 1378. Foreign priests who are difficult to understand. Lukewarm homilies that don't address critical issues. Attire of parishioners. Response 1379. Eradicating Latin, limited availability of the true Latin Mass, having lay people give out communion. Response 1380. Understanding what the Catholic Church is, and who they are as Catholics. Why reverence for the Eucharist equals reverence for Christ. People, like children, learn more through example than preaching. The example of the clergy has been, in large measure, horrific. Response 1381. Limiting confession times. Closing churches during the pandemic was an awful idea. You remove the source and summit of our faith during a very dark period in history, and that is disgusting. Response 1382. Improper education of catechism, watered down Mass, only 13% of trading Mass, carried over to Noris Ordo Mass, talking in church, no preparation in silence before and after Mass, priests joking at the homily. Response 1383. Horribly incomplete RCIA programs. Response 1384. The failure of people to know Scripture and what the Mass is all about in connection with Scripture. The greatest miracle sacrifice that happens at each Mass. Response 1385. Lack of a dress code to be in the presence of God, priests' refusal to give communion on the tongue. Response 1386. The Pope. He doesn't seem to care about tradition of the Church and overrides the basic teachings that have been handed down through all ages. More people are attending the traditional Latin Mass and growing in their faith and love of the Church. Response 1387. Homilies that do not remind the faithful of the horror of sin nor teach the faithful to practice virtue. Homilies that speak too generally of being a good person and don't make any demands of people to examine their faith lives. Response 1388. People are no longer educated in proper reasoning and philosophy. It is hard to transcend reason into faith if you lack reason. Response 1389. The active sign of peace interrupting the consecration. Response 1390. Encouraging proper preparation to receive the mysteries before divine liturgy, remote preparation. Response 1391. An overwhelming problem is the continual stream of news from the Vatican about Pope Francis promoting seemingly Anglican-style synodality, blessings of same-sex couples, the church's supposed need to change in progressive directions, including seemingly rageful opposition to traditional liturgy, harsh treatment of clergymen who once would have been considered faithful and diligent, and the Pope's apparent disavowal of papal primacy. Each of these issues is devastating. Taken together, they tend to promote an attitude of, why bother? Why go to Mass on every Sunday and holy day of obligation for fear of the fires of hell? Why confess sins, which is stressful and embarrassing for weaklings like me? Why can't we talk about the scandals and crises caused by Francis? Response 1392. The Catholic Church appears to be much more biased and political than when I was taught in the 60s. By the Ursulines. When I think of the sexual abuse by priests and the cover-ups by bishops, it makes me physically ill. I was raised very strictly and sternly physically punished for some sins. I grieved even as a grown-up for my childhood sins, while grown men ignored, bishops, the terrible sins committed by priests under their authority that ruined the emotional lives of so many children. I still feel misled, and I'm sure I'm not alone to wonder what other sins by Catholic leaders were ignored or covered up. I am a personal friend of one ex-sister now in her 80s who still grieves over the loss of so many, 26, women in her order that were told to shut up by their mother superior, and not allowed to even go to PDA meetings after two priests' homosexual activities with male students were brought to light at their local cathedral. While honest, holy men, such as Bishop Strickland, are humiliated and punished by the Vatican for seemingly minor infractions, or voicing truths that glare and humiliate the sincere Catholics all over the world. However, at this time, I feel the major problem is the devious cover-up and collusion by the Catholic charities and our current President Biden to pay with the millions of taxpayer and parishioner donations to promote and encourage and finance entries by 10 million illegal immigrants who come from prisons and mental institutions all over the world. Many have proven they are here to rape, abuse youngsters and grown U.S. citizens, male or female, or children sent to America unattended. Response 1393. In many cases, the real presence is actually not present in the Holy Eucharist offered by the novice ordo. I actually know a novice ordo priest who actually told me such. I was shocked and caused great sadness in me for him. Response 1394. Lack of catechesis in general. Response 1395. While I don't find girl altar servers to be detrimental to the general lay population's belief in the true presence, I do believe it to be extremely detrimental to the faith of young boys who would otherwise be interested in altar serving were girls not present in the sanctuary. I believe girl altar servers have a negligible effect on girls' and women's belief in the true presence. Response 1396. The laity having to do a sign of peace with each other after the consecration. And before receiving. Laity should be able to stay in meditation and preparation for receiving, not worrying about saying hi properly to everyone around them. The nave is not for socializing with one another. But then we all do it at the same time, right before receiving God. The laity being expected to be so vocal during the liturgy in the Mass. This does not suit all personalities, abilities and therefore presents challenges that distract from meditating on the true presence. Again, thoughts should be on the standard prayers and meditations of the Mass, not worrying about saying the changes every dash, Mass, responsorial psalm at the right times, how your voice sounds, etc. It is a distracting and bothersome part of liturgy for some. Number one issues are those that directly devalue the Eucharist, the priest lacks reverence. Walking around casually as if Mass is merely obligation and just going through the motions, lacking the solemnness at the appropriate times. If he is the King of Kings, priests shouldn't look bored and apathetic. I often think of the way a faithful knight would come into the court of his king and queen, he would kneel and bow his head with great respect. Hashtag the host is treated casually, passed out like crackers, by unconsecrated hands, to laity standing up. Response 1397. 1. priests permitting the laity to walk back and forth through the sanctuary before and after Mass. A common abuse. 2. Priests not allowing servers to use communion paten, clearly depicts lack of belief in true presence by the priests. 3. Tabernacle veils and proper ornamenting not permitted by priests. 4. Lack of modesty. Indecent Mass attire permitted. 5. There is minimal adoration of 1 or 2 hours a month allowed. Parish doors locked, no time to pray in front of Blessed Sacrament outside of Mass times. 6. The laity arriving to Mass late or a couple minutes prior to shows lack of preparation to participate in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Response 1398. Removal of scripture from the Mass that emphasizes the Eucharist and how sinful it is to receive in the state of sin. Response 1399. Other ways in which the priest acts in a way that does not demand the respect of the congregation, whether during or outside of Mass, that lowers the Church's ethos and the credibility of her teachings. Response 1400. Expanding the Tridentine Rite expand the Church. Response 1401. Priest failure to encourage modesty in dress, sacred space and sacred time. Response 1402. Females in the sanctuary. Only males should be in the sanctuary. Response 1403. 1. Wonder if baseline survey data was done 60 to 70 years? What would have been the results? 2. Curious about impact of other cultural influences? 3. I also question the results of Pew survey. Response 1404. The main issue seems to be making people wait for RCIA to be baptized so they go elsewhere and stay. We need to call back our children to Mass and RCIA isn't done after Mass or for kids during Mass. We need more openings for our youth. My own daughters have gone to sleep from not being in Mass. So yes, they know he's present. But if they truly did, they'd be in Mass every day. I have watched too many leave due to aging out of baptism when the parents wake back up and decide to rejoin the church. It shouldn't be this hard. I would love to teach it via Zoom. The more we attend Mass, the more we venerate. The more we learn our catechism. The more we understand that Mass, yes, is important. But it really comes down to understanding the Mass. I could go on and on. Sigh. Our Lord deserves to be known intimately. Personally, I'm grateful for all priests. I want to receive our Lord. But maybe some need to see our priests not be afraid to say abortion is wrong, idk. I just want to receive our Lord and my grandchildren who can't attend a Monday night and the woman next to me hers either. Our kids will not grow up receiving. That is an issue. Response 1405. Lack of opportunities for the youth and adults to encounter Christ in ways that they can relate with, such as contemporary Christian music, praise and worship, and adoration. Response 1406. Family catechesis. Everything starts with the family and personal holiness of parents and their catechesis of their children. So, if parents are not catechized and aren't living out their own belief in the true presence, and aren't taking their children to Mass, why would children believe it? Response 1407. Failure to provide catechesis to first communicates and their families on the real presence at the time of the sacrament. Failure of parishes to provide ongoing adult catechesis on church teaching such as real presence. Response 1408. Receiving communion on your knees, more priest, handing out communion. Response 1409. Feminism first, then modernism. Everything woke turns to shit, including that too. Response 1410. When parents and catechists teach the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, they need to pass on the fire of the faith as well as the academic knowledge. Children need to see them reverencing the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and see them making time for confession to more worthily receive all the graces available to us when we approach the Eucharist with great faith. Children need to see them getting lost in the real presence of Jesus when they come back from communion and enter into deep communion with the second person, the Blessed Trinity. Response 1411. Teaching proper reverence to the Eucharist and knowing the differences between adoration and veneration. Response 1412. Laity who teach the faith and say that errors are okay. I'm Catholic, but I do anyway. Many people want to do their own will but refuse to put God first. Then neighbor. Last should be themselves. Response 1413. Formation of clergy to ensure priests believe in the real presence. Prayer and fasting for greater understanding for the K faithful. Sacramental preparation for Mass by offering the opportunity for confession more than 30 minutes weekly in our parishes. Preach the danger of sin, actually use the word. Response 1414. Parishes not offering confession times outside private appointments. Liturgical abuse. Response 1415. Horrible homilies that fail to exposit the scriptures. Response 1416. I believe that it's very disrespectful for the choir to be up by the altar and tabernacle with their backs turned towards us while our Lord is behind them. Response 1417. Theology watered down with the loss of the traditional Latin Mass after Vatican II. Response 1418. I think general catechesis needs to improve across the board. A stronger faith overall will also strengthen the core belief of our faith. Also, Mass needs to be more reverent. This can be helped by addressing some of the issues discussed in this survey already, but also requiring a certain dress code for Mass, at least the reception of communion, not necessarily preventing people from attending Mass, discussing that it is okay to not receive communion at Mass occasionally if you are not in a state of grace, etc. Overall, in my experience, the lack of general catechesis has led to a lessening of faith in general, a lack of knowledge and practice of Catholicism, and therefore a lack of belief in the real presence. Response 1419. Keep Catholic schools Catholic and open. Response 1420. Minimizing/eliminating the use of incense. Response 1421. Complete lack of teaching in the homily. It's always a goody two-shoe lackluster, meaningless banter. The results in my complete dissatisfaction. What's today's clergy? Response 1422. Basic catechesis. In an interesting and intellectual way. Using the saints as role models. Response 1423. Education of the Catholic faith. Outreach to bring people back to the church. Make contact with students who have graduated from Catholic schools. Inviting them and their families to come and experience the strength of the church. Create a confession Mass. Something like a group repentance absolution service. Have a way to belong to multiple parishes. I work/live in one town during the week and live in another on the weekend. Belong to a home parish but would like to be a member of both. Services need to be interesting to get the church to grow and touch young families. Response 1424. Ecumenism. Response 1425. Laity touch the sacred vessels. The priest not reserving his forefinger and thumb for the Eucharist. Response 1426. Getting up in the middle of the consecration to greet each other. It is such a silly thing and disrespectful thing to do. The choir being right up next to the altar. Response 1427. Inspiring, educational and truth about Christ's one, holy, Catholic and Apostolic Church. Response 1428. Receiving the Eucharist in the hand, poor catechism, poor non-teaching homilies, I've heard enough of God is love and culture issue aren't addressed from the pulpit. Response 1429. What happened to our Catholic schools? Response 1430. Banning the Tridentine liturgy and shutting down churches during COVID, failure to provide sacraments to the dying. Response 1431. Suppression of the traditional Latin Mass. Loss of faith in the true history of Genesis. Response 1432. Continually focusing on repenting as sinners rather than rejoicing and being grateful for His presence and to love all around us, despite differences. It feels very judgmental. We are not to judge others. Response 1433. Vague homilies. We need priests who speak the teaching of the Catholic faith and don't worry about offending someone. Response 1434. I was catechized in the 70s and it was a disaster. 10 years of Catholic school and never realized that the Mass was a sacrifice. Never understood the sacrifice as worship. I felt like a fool for never having really understood the Mass. Response 1435. Lack of education about what sins are, how they offend God, the importance of having sorrow for our sins and importance of receiving sacrament of reconciliation. Response 1436. Lack of clear, reverent, well-articulated, engaging, but not entertaining, homilies. Also, the sign of peace right before communion is so jarring. Takes you out of transcendent at worst time. Better at start of Mass or right before Mass. Response 1437. Failure of Pope and Roman Curia to be Catholic. Response 1438. During the COVID pandemic, we were basically told that a flu-like illness was worthy enough of an excuse to not receive Him or make sacrifices to be with His presence. The clergy was even too afraid to provide the sacraments over this illness. What are the laity to think? Response 1439. Lack of incense, tone/speed/indelicate handling of Eucharistic prayers and Blessed Sacrament, casualness/neglect of tabernacle during homilies, handling of blessed hosts that are accidentally dropped and handling of small particles. Response 1440. In our parish Bible study recently, my small group spent part of our summer break on Ascension Press's study of the Mass. Our whole group was affected by many things we did not know, primarily how every part of the Mass harks back to biblical events and the relationship between Jesus's sacrifice on the cross and the sacrifice of the Mass. We all became more enthusiastic and devout, and this past year our whole group, around 100, did the same study, and those of us who had already done it were happy to repeat it. I don't remember very much of what we learned from this study being a large part of my Catholic education, especially in preparing for the sacraments. My children's generation had scant preparation for all of it, and I believe all catechesis should include a more thorough background on what and how the Mass brings the presence of Jesus to everyone who understands and accepts it. Response 1441. People are not taught to pray. If the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the greatest and most perfect prayer, it is, and people are not getting anything out of it, then one of the biggest issues is that they are not being taught how to pray, mental prayer, and are not praying outside of a Mass. Instead, we have replaced a true understanding of full conscious active participation with the act of physically doing something in the liturgy. Response 1442. I have never heard a priest mention the importance of decorum or modesty in dress when attending Mass. Response 1443. Encouraging true invitation for the presence whereby the Mass is reflective and not so rote. Response 1444. Unavailability of Latin Mass. Response 1445. Lack of faith of priests, bishops and cardinals. Response 1446. The practice of going up to receive Holy Communion row by row is intimidating to those who are not able to receive and creates an atmosphere that everyone should receive, regardless of the state of their soul. Poorly catechized individuals who repeatedly receive Holy Communion out of habit or a sense of conformity to the actions of the majority, cultivate a callousness toward the sacred species and thereby leads to increasing doubt in the true presence. Response 1447. Prevalence of feel-good homilies that fail to mention sin, hell, fear of the Lord. Response 1448. Preaching about it. Response 1449. General lack of catechesis of the Catholic faith on the whole for many years. The desert. Unity in all bishops to teach truth, the current pope, to teach in clarity. He seems to say things that conflict with the teaching of Christ. A strong and unified leadership to remove truly bad priests that do not teach truth, Father James Martin, for example. In doing so they may risk being crucified and despised, but in turn they may solidify their place with Christ in heaven. A lot of this boils down to having, and forming, faith-filled priests and bishops with strong leadership skills, and that their faith continually deepen, and that they openly declare their complete dependence on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to lead them in their vocation. We've been in the desert long enough, yes? Isn't it time we listen to our Lord so we may enter the promised land? Hell is not spoken of enough either. Spiritual warfare is not talked about either. They need to be discussed and taught. Response 1450. Addressing the truth about the Eucharist in the Bible in CCD classes and in homilies. Response 1451. Not enough emphasis on being in state of mortal sin and that confession is imperative. Many Catholics receive Holy Communion while in the state of mortal sin and also not in communion with the tenets and teachings of the Church. Response 1452. Closing churches during pandemic. Response 1453. Lack of good formation, especially concerning the importance of the sacrament of confession as it is related to the real presence and the importance of being in the state of grace in order to receive the Holy Eucharist. There is no Eucharist revival without its attachment to the sacrament of confession. Response 1454. Teaching a personal, loving relationship with Jesus Christ in all times and circumstances, and such relationship being consummated in the reception of His body and blood in awe and reverence. Response 1455. Not having Latin Mass more available. Response 1456. Priest having to do all the financial and management duties of a parish like villaging them little time to do the sacramental duty. 1 hour of confession a week isn't enough for the faithful to be cleansed of their sins and be able to receive the Eucharist. Have deacons do the parish running and the priest the sacrament and know the faithful more. Response 1457. I believe that the importance of the sacrament of confession must be emphasized along with the sacrament of the Holy Communion, as confession prepares one for the reception of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. Response 1458. Receiving the Eucharist kneeling. Response 1459. Failure to teach the catechism, willingness to have in catechized personal teach religion to the laity and the priests themselves. Teaching young boys that they are meant to be Christ's leaders as priests, fathers, all walks of life. Response 1460. Reception of Holy Communion in the hand and excess of extraordinary Eucharistic ministers. Response 1461. Lack of emphasis on the need for regularly receiving the sacrament of confession. Response 1462. Synodality replacing papal and episcopal leadership on moral issues. Widespread acceptance of homosexuality and feminism. Lack of patriarchy. Canon 915. Response 1463. Encourage the faithful to occasionally be roaming Catholics by attending an Eastern Rite Divine Liturgy several times a year, i.e. Byzantine, Maronite, Melkite, etc. As St. J.P. II said, the Church must breathe with both lungs, Eastern and Western rites. Response 1464. What percentage of clergy don't believe in the true presence? Most of the survey questions are so basic and cost nothing to implement. Yet the USCCB spent millions and accomplished zero. Response 1465. Traditional Latin Mass, the Mass of all time, codified by Pius V, should be the Mass said. Its emphasis sacrifice, honors the Blessed Sacrament, and preserves the belief in the Divine Presence with its rubrics and prayers. Response 1466. Need to expand Catholic education. Although I have not been involved in RCIA and children's religious education programs, what I have observed is that there is sometimes more socializing than education. Weakness in church teaching on the sanctity of life. Decreasing celebration in the church communities on celebrating new life in the community and marriages. Response 1467. Lack of preaching regarding sin. Failure to preach on the last four things, the teaching that God is love, true, without teaching of God's justice, and justice being love. Making Jesus, nice, terrible word, why not just say wishy-washy? Many more, I could stay here all night. Response 1468. Aligning Catholic mindset with that of agnostic attitudes. Response 1469. Women sectors reading the gospel. Girl altar servers. Response 1470. Eucharistic ministers. Response 1471. The abandonment of the prayers said in the Latin Rite when translated to English and the restricting of the Latin Mass. Response 1472. Lack of Eucharistic belief is primarily fallout from our persistence in pushing God and His commandments to the back, so we feel less guilt and more freedom in doing what we know is wrong. Response 1473. Appropriate attire in church. Proper education and things available to youth. There are youth groups but nothing for older people. More worship-type music. Response 1474. Teaching the faithful how to have an interior life and reflection. Response 1475. Poor catechesis in general from elementary grades to adults. Church members who are not evangelized at all. Baptized pagans. Response 1476. There are priests who miss opportunities to offer biblical references to the true presence of Christ during the homily. It needs to be explained more than just on the Feast of Corpus Christi. Response 1477. Mass and intentional prayers being used for social issues. Announcements dragging the Mass ending. Response 1478. Changing the wording from "do this in remembrance of me" to "do this in memory of me" changes the meaning. Response 1479. Priests acting like performers in front of the congregation, telling jokes, etc. The ill-timed, awkward sign of peace. Women not covering their heads shows a lack of reverence, humility, and respect in God's house. Response 1480. Shutting down the churches and denying the sacraments to the faithful during COVID showed the world that the leaders of the Catholic Church don't believe Jesus was and always is essential. I think that it made people believe even less in the true healing presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Response 1481. 1969 New Order of Mass, Novus Ordo Missi, according to its primary creator, Annibale Bugnini, it was intended to remove major obstacles to reuniting with Protestants. However, it then removed so much of what is uniquely Catholic that it is a sort of generic Christian communion service, with a sprinkle of Mary to make it seem a bit more Catholic. It even uses the same 1970 lectionary used by several Protestant denominations. This has bolstered the modern notion that the Catholic Church is merely one of several paths up the mountain, i.e. the heresy of universalism. You cannot radically change the people's primary interface with any religion without in effect changing the perception of what that religion is. Despite repeated claims made in the 1960s, we're not changing the church's teachings, we're merely changing the made elements that can and should change. I'm old enough to remember this mantra constantly being repeated. Most people don't study Aquinas or the Catechism, they go to Mass, and that's their primary instruction. Response 1482. Properly teaching youth, teaching from the ombo during homily. Response 1483. The amount of Catholics that do not attend Mass regularly after COVID. Response 1484. The emphasis on healing and not the tradition of redemptive suffering. Angels envy man because we are unite with Christ through the Eucharist and suffering. Response 1485. Diminished sense of a Catholic identity in our so-called Catholic institutions of higher learning. Response 1486. Use of extraordinary ministers inappropriately dressed, even careless, lectors again not respectfully dressed or not prepared to proclaim. Not enough days/time given for us to go to confession. Response 1487. Bishops visiting their churches in their diocese on a regular basis to encourage the faithful and teach of the real presence of the Eucharist. Response 1488. People's attire for Mass, such as immodestly dressed as if they're going to the beach or a sports event. Response 1489. 1. Civilly divorced and remarried being permitted to receive the Most Holy Eucharist. 2. Wearing a modest/casual dress without rebuke. Response 1490. Constant confusion of what the Church now teaches due to ambiguous statements by the hierarchy. Failure to maintain the sacristy as a holy space, now crowded with numerous ministers, lack of reverence toward the tabernacle with priest and servers now seated with their backs toward it, lack of genuflecting when passing in front of the tabernacle. If actions do not suggest belief in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist, what is expected to be the result? Response 1491. 1. We are not consistently using the paten while distributing the Eucharist, and altar servers do not wear gloves and returning any particles from the paten to the chalice to be consumed by the priest. 2. We do not act as though our Lord is present in the tabernacle. We enter church loud, do not appropriately genuflect in front of the tabernacle every time we are in front of it, and dress very casually and or immodestly. I love Jesus, our holy Catholic faith, I believe in the Trinity and transubstantiation, therefore I would be remiss if I did not add the following. The Mass should not be treated as a social gathering, and the Church is not a club we should join for entertainment. We should be humbling ourselves and offering praise and thanksgiving. It is not about us. It is about Him. The Church seems more interested in making people happy rather than saving souls. We should love each other enough to, with charity, tell each other the truth. The Church and our priests should tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. It's interesting we worry about offending each other, not about offending God. Our actions speak much louder than our words. Often what we do not say sends a message quicker than what we do say. The priest scandals in and of themselves do not harm the Church as much as the way we respond to them. Covering up, moving priests and paying people off to make an issue go away does not make the laity have more faith in church leaders or want to follow their teachings. We should be the bold Christians fighting the good fight. We should be like the Maccabees, willing to die for God. It can be done with charity. We do not have to be abrupt, aggressive, or belligerent. It's often not what we say, but how we say it that offends or pushes people away from the Church. It is hard to engage the laity in generosity, first fruits, and tithing when we have very wealthy clergy. There is a common misconception that all orders take a vow of poverty. I understand this isn't so, but some of the perceived extravagance is hard to swallow for many of the laity. Especially, if they do not have the same resources and/or lifestyle. Our youth are divided, I'm very encouraged when I see young people embrace their faith. I see this a lot in the Latin Mass. On four separate occasions, with four different groups of boys, I met boys, high school and college, who traveled over an hour to attend a Latin Mass. One group was on spring break from Nashville and attended daily. Thanks be to God. I am not as blessed with my own children, but I have hope as I have surrendered them to our Lord. I sacrificed a lot to send my children to Catholic school, K4-12. They no longer practice their faith, although both still believe in Jesus. One attends a Protestant church regularly and the other prays but doesn't attend a church. They both think the Catholic Church is a joke, a bunch of hypocrites and/or ridiculous in their teaching based on the behavior of the church leaders. I was poorly catechized. I went to public school for the majority of my schooling, and CCD was another opportunity to hang out with my friends. Many of my dear childhood friends are no longer practicing Catholics. Much of what I have learned has been from reading, Catholic radio, GRN/EWTN/WAOB, Bible studies, and retreats. Ultimately, it is by God's grace I have continued to grow, learn, and not abandon my faith. I did consider changing to a non-denominational church in my 30s. I wanted my children to have what I thought I missed, so I sent them to Catholic school. Unfortunately, I was the primary breadwinner and worked outside of the home. I relied on the Catholic school for what should have been my job. I am convinced both parents working outside of the home is contributing to our problem. We do not have time, energy, or both to teach our kids, and relying on others, even the Catholic schools, isn't enough. The more I learn, the closer I get to Jesus, and the more I desire. I am baffled at the church's stance on the Latin Mass. It was the catalyst that took me so much deeper in my faith. I prefer the Latin Mass, but there is none available near me. I prefer Ad Orientem because I understand why it is done. All my friends say they are offended and a priest turns their back to them. I try to tell them they are standing with us presenting our petitions to God. Interestingly, everyone is okay with the priest turning his back to God. I kneel during the Lamb of God, when the tabernacle is open and our Lord is removed. He deserves my reverence. It's strange to me that the Latin Mass is considered such a problem. I see opinions in everyone on everything. If we are trying to grow in holiness and following the teachings of our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what is the issue? Why are we majoring in the minor? I try to ask myself two questions daily. 1. Will doing/saying this get me into heaven? 2. Will doing/saying this keep me from getting to heaven? These are the only questions and answers that should matter. Why are we trying to conform to the times versus conforming to our Lord Jesus Christ? We should be emulating Our Lady, the perfect disciple. I may not make it to heaven, but I pray I die trying. I thank God daily for His love and mercy on this lowly sinner. Prayer is the most, not the least, we can do. Deo gratias, for the opportunity to provide my feedback, and indulging. Unfortunately, the Lord did not bless me with the gift of brevity. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. Response 1492. Confession. Response 1493. All of these plus the general lack of reverence by some priests. Not telling the faithful the truth and not preaching the true gospel. Fear of talking about real issues and standing up in faith for the truth. Response 1494. Confession. Response 1495. 1. Priests should teach CCD. When only lay people teach Catholic doctrine, families do not take it seriously. 2. Priests need to teach basic Catholic doctrine about the Eucharist from the pulpit. 3. Priests need to believe what the Church teaches about the Eucharist. They can't teach what they do not know or believe. Response 1496. Get back to catechetical basics. Pass out the penny catechism to parishioners. So simple and clear. Response 1497. The failure of Mother Church to explain her role in the world at large and her necessity, as the one true church, for the salvation of souls. Response 1498. 1. Lack of emphasis on priestly vocations. 2. Unavailability of priests for emergency needs. Response 1499. The threat of removal and actual removal in some parishes if the Latin Mass. The only place we found the spirituality that we seek. The dumbing down of our religion, where all that matters is peace, love and understanding, and not avoidance and repentance of sin.